Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Hey y'all, Mr. Sativa here. Hope you guys are having a very good one. I'm here, as always, in legal Massachusetts, the heartland of America. And right now I have a story from floridapolitics.com titled Pot in the Panhandle, Trulieve Takes Medical Marijuana to Destin. This will be the 36th retail shop for the company, by AJ Ganarski. Trulieve, which leads Florida's burgeoning medical cannabis sector in market share and number of stores, will begin October with another expansion move. On Tuesday, Trulieve will open in Destin. This will be the 36th of 49 dispensaries permitted the company. The company sees its latest launch as coming full circle, says CEO Kim Rivers. Quote, Trulieve originally started in Florida Panhandle, so we're especially excited to open our Destin location and bring patients in the area direct access to medications that they've come to rely on. Our mission is to ensure patients have access to safe, reliable products. We're fulfilling that promise in Destin by opening the first dispensary in the area, Rivers said. Indeed, one challenge for Florida's nearly 270,000 medical marijuana patients is access, with options often limited outside population centers. The lack of access can slow patient education. However, Rivers expects the Destin location to help demystify what can be a confusing process for dispensary newbies. We're looking forward to educating patients on the process, from their first steps into medical cannabis to exploring new treatment options and offering direct access for those who may not have had convenient access to a dispensary in the past, Rivers asserted. Trulieve continues to perform in the marketplace. An investment website, The Motley Fool, continues to tout the multi-state marijuana company as a bufo buy. I don't know what that means. I don't own stocks. I don't own a lot of them, so I don't really know what that means. But anywho, of most interest, the company's really intriguing Florida opportunity. Trulieve currently operates 30 medical cannabis dispensaries in Florida. It expects to bump that up to a total of 44 stores by the end of 2019. And Trulieve absolutely dominates the state's medical cannabis market with a market share of nearly 50%. The number two company in Florida that claims a market share of less than 14%, observed Fool's Stock Picker. If Trulieve can maintain its current market share, the company could be on track for annual sales of close to $800 million in the not-too-distant future. That's exciting for a stock with a current market cap of less than $900 million, the analysis continues. However, patients aren't worried as much about price/equity ratios as they are about value and efficacy. To the end, Trulieve touts Florida's largest selection of THC and CBD products, available in a variety of delivery methods, including smokable cannabis, concentrates, tinctures, topical creams, vaporizers, and more. End of article. So it's always a good thing when access is expanded to various parts of a state. I know in my legal Massachusetts, even with our medical dispensaries that have been open in for the past, I want to say, 3 or 4 years, we have about like 53 in the state. I only really have like 2 in my county, if I'm to be honest, 2 in my immediate county. I'm sure that there are more, but it'd be more than a 30-minute drive to the outer parts of my county, but there's only really 2 that are officially in my county, and the closest one in my county is about a 20-25 minute drive. But I know that the Panhandle hasn't been getting as much coverage for medical marijuana. They haven't been getting as much stores as the rest of the state. And this is a huge victory for the region. And hopefully they get more dispensaries and they get adequate coverage that they need in terms of medical options. So again, don't want to keep this too long, and hope you guys got a lot out of this, and peace. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support and expand our humble little project, there are a few ways you can support us. We plan on doing big and humble little things with our project, such as getting to trade shows, visiting other MMJ and recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and $10 tiers if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. And if you subscribe to the 10 and above tier, you get some personal time if you're over 21 with Mr. Sativa. So, you know, you can chat with me on Discord. You know, we can have 15-minute one-on-one time. So you get exclusive episodes, you get early releases when you join these tiers. And you can also subscribe and find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Follow us on socials at on Twitter, for example, at IC Sativa Podcast, and on Instagram at I Am Cannabis Sativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace.